Look, one of Queensland's great artistic companies is turning 40 next year. And as well as a stellar season planned for Brisbane, it's also embarking on its biggest ever regional tour. We will all be singing happy 40th birthday to Opera Queensland. So let's find out what's going to be happening. Please welcome Opera Queensland Artistic Director and CEO, Patrick Nolan. Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Now, before we get to 2021, let's just have a bit of a chat about how 2020 has gone. How did you all cope during COVID?
That's a very big question. We coped okay. We were fortunate to the extent that we were able to get JobKeeper, and that really, so we kept everyone employed, which was fantastic. So all our staff stayed on. But the, you know, obviously the really big challenge in the arts were the artists and the working artists who largely freelance and contract-based. And so, you know, we were very conscious in that respect that there were many of our colleagues who were really struggling.
Because, of course, you had a magnificent season planned. It was January, it all looked fine, and then February came along and crash, bang. So what were the sort of innovations you had to develop as the year went on to keep people working, but also to make sure that people were still getting their opera hit, so to speak?
Yeah, well, we immediately, obviously, like so many other companies, went to the internet as a way to connect with our audiences. And in the past, we'd sort of used the internet as a marketing tool and as a way to sell our shows, but never really as a way to connect with our audiences. Sort of talking about the fact that we needed to give artists as many opportunities to keep singing. And one of the things about being an opera singer is that if you stop singing, you very quickly lose, you know, the technique. And so we came up with this idea of an aria a day, and sort of the tagline was "An aria a day keeps the doctor away," which seemed like a good idea with the virus. And we, so starting in, I think it was in May or late April, we started airing a different aria every day at 6 p.m. We went online. And by the time we said at the time that we would stop that when we went back to the theatre. And we went, so we had our first performance back at QPAC at the end of October. And by that point in time, we'd had 167 performances.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
And how did you find the reaction to an aria a day?
We were knocked out. We didn't anticipate quite how popular and how much people were going to respond to the opportunity to sit down and listen to someone singing beautifully in their living room every day and hearing a different song every day. We were getting people contacting us from all over the world, and I think that's been the other really big surprise.
Yeah.
Is that when you go online, obviously you open your audiences up to, you know, wherever they may be listening on whichever part of the planet. And we ultimately had 1.7 million people connecting to these arias.
It's extraordinary.
Over that time. So that's an audience that we'd love to maintain if we possibly can.
Is that one of the things that you, not only Opera Queensland, but do you think other artistic organisations have learned through COVID is, oh, wait a minute, you know, there are ways to develop audience that perhaps because the focus has been on stage and live, that's sort of been left to its own devices that maybe won't be so much anymore?
Yeah, it's a bit of a bind because, you know, what we do is we do, as performing arts organisations, we live to perform for live audiences.
Yep.
That's sort of the lifeblood of all of us, really. And so I think, you know, obviously the shock of the virus has made us realise that this is not something that is necessarily going to be a one-off thing. You know, there's potential that this could be something that happens again and again, hopefully not too regularly. But also the fact that we've made those relationships and built that audience, we do want to continue to offer those opportunities for people to connect with us in that space. But I think it's never going to be the priority over live performance.
Yep.
So yes, I think we're absolutely going to put more energy into our digital performances and what we create online. And we've also, we set up a whole education program where we were streaming into classes as well. And we did so we were due to go on tour, to a big regional tour through seven major regional cities with our production of Tosca. And that couldn't happen. But what we did was we connected with all the community choruses that we were going to work with. And we started singing songs with them, and we put on, we created a video with them as well. So that capacity to have that regional relationship and maintain that from here is definitely something we'll continue.
Yeah. ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland, I'm Kelly Higgins-Devine. Joining me tonight is Patrick Nolan, Opera Queensland Artistic Director and CEO. It's 11 past eight. How have these ideas shaped Opera Queensland then for 2021?
So I guess what's shaped us for 2021 is really has been, you know, when we were making the program, when we were making the season, we were aware of two things. One, that it's our 40th birthday, and we really wanted to celebrate that, you know, because that's a big deal.
It is.
Turning 40.
for the company and people.
For the company and people. And also, at the time, you know, we thought we were going to be working for 50% houses. And so we were very conscious of creating a program where that we could do that and survive. Yeah. And we were very conscious of what we had to cancel this year. And so those sort of three things shaped, you know, had a big influence on the season next year. And to that extent, we're bringing two of the shows that we had planned for this year back next year. Mm-hmm. One is a new Australian opera called Lorelei, which will open our season at QPAC. And that's this really fabulous piece, which is all about the siren and the idea of the siren. Lorelei is another word for the siren.
Mm-hmm.
And the opera is about what we get it from the siren's perspective. So rather than it looking at it from the sailor's perspective and how nasty the sirens are, we look at it from the siren's perspective and how lovely they are.
Uh-huh. Great. I misunderstood.
Yeah, misunderstood. So, and that's three really exciting women opera singers, Ali McGregor and Antoinette Halloran and Dimity Shepherd, who are, you know, sort of at the peak of their singing powers, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. So is that a new piece?
It's a new piece, yeah. And one of the creators his name is going to escape me, but he wrote Keating, the musical, which was a huge success. Casey Bonetto, and I should have my data fact sheet in front of me. I can't remember. Gillian Langreef, I think, and Julian. Anyway, there are three composers and librettists who created that work, and it's really fresh. It's really fun, cheeky, and very very accessible work.
So a nice way to, as you said, a nice way to kick off 2021 with Lorelei. Now you said you sort of came back to live performance in October. What was that like? Was that the Under the Stars?
No, that was just on Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
So we just did that at the River Stage.
Yeah. Now that was sold out, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Nice.
Yeah, it was.
Were you able to have 100%? There or
not quite.
We're still at 75.
We're working with. So we were working with River Stage COVID plans, and so there's all manner of bureaucracy and processes you have to go through. But we still had, you know, a couple of thousand plus people.
That's
there.
Fabulous! Would have been a beautiful night for it too.
It was a gorgeous night. Yeah, we had a great time.
But I mean, the fact that it's sold out, no matter the numbers. I mean, if you'd been able to have the other 25%, it still would have been sold out. Let's face it. It shows that people are desperate for some live entertainment, aren't they? I don't think we've all realised. We knew anyway, but it's nice to have it confirmed.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the first one we did back in the theatre was at QPAC, Arts Queensland, who have been a fantastic support, it's got to be said, throughout the year. Supported all the sort of key arts orgs in Brisbane to put on a series of shows, and we did a performance called Encore, and we had two nights in the concert hall. And they sold out straight away and really quickly. And that was only to 50% capacity at that time. Yeah. But the box office said that the demand, had it been 100% capacity, would have gone too. And The message that we've got both there and at Riverstage is that people really need that experience of live performance. You know, there is nothing else like the energy that's created when you're sitting there listening to people singing for you live with the Queensland Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
You know, at full belt. And that energy, I think, is something that we actually need. You know, it's an important part of our spirit, you know, of our well-being.
ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland, Kelly Higgins-Devine with Patrick Nolan, who's Opera Queensland Artistic Director and CEO. We're talking about the year that's been and the year that is to come, the 40th birthday of Opera Queensland. So season 2021, we've talked about Lorelei. I know there are lots of people from around Queensland who look forward to the regional tours. Now, this one, I believe, is for 2021 going to Longreach, Winton, Baku, Buckhalden, Blackall and Tambo.
That's just a few.
Of the places there's you're 20, going.
We're going to 27 places.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
With our regional tour. So what you just said there was we're doing a festival of Outback Opera.
Oh, okay, yep.
And that's where that festival's taking place in those shires. But we're also doing a tour of a show called Are You Lonesome Tonight, which is where sort of all about where country music and opera meet.
Yep. with Elvis?
Yeah, Elvis is one of them.
He probably could have belted out a bit of opera if he'd really wanted
I'm sure he could have. But you'd be surprised at the similarities and the connections between the two forms. And so we're actually in the midst of creating the show now.
Yeah.
And regional Queensland has embraced it. So it's we're going on a 10-week tour.
Great.
All up the coast and pretty much across the entire state to 27 different regional cities and towns.
Brilliant. Yeah. They will love that.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great show.
So will we.
Yeah, and such a fun thing to do too, by the sound of it. And such an eclectic, it sounds to me anyhow, like you're going to have an eclectic mix of music happening.
Yeah. Anything from Hank Williams to Mozart to Elvis to we're working with Sarah Storer,
who
people might know. She's working with us and she's going to actually join us at some of the things. We're launching in Rockhampton at Beef Week. Mm-hmm. And Beef Week has actually become our sponsor. Who would have thought that Opera Queensland and Beef Week would form a partnership?
All you need is a good red with that now. Yeah. Perfection. I hope I've helped.
Yeah. So do I. So we're thrilled about that relationship with Beef Week. And then we head off from Rocky to 27 other towns. And I think the other really great thing about that regional tour is that every place we go, we do some kind of community engagement program as well. But whether that's we work with the local community chorus who'll sing with us in the show, or we go into schools and we work with kids, young musicians there, and you know, do singing classes with them, or work to teach them how to write songs and perform those songs, and or go into the local community hall and do our Sing 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 program, which is where everyone just has a sing regardless.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's joyous. It really is.
It'll be great to be able to sing together again.
Yes.
I think we've all missed that too. Yes. Now, you've got The Marriage of Figaro coming up, a firm favourite.
Yeah, mine too, which is I guess why I'm directing it. I think one of
did
the
did you
great
like
operas.
Bags it in a meeting? Was that Marriage of Figaro? Is that how you do it at Opera Queensland? I'd imagine not.
You've got to have a few perks of being the artistic director.
Yeah.
it's particularly an opera that I think is really talks very pertinently to our times, because it's all about power and how when you abuse power, things fall apart, and it's about identity. And there's a whole lot of resonances, I think, with what's been going on in the world for the last few years.
Yeah, well, that will be great. Mm. And then you've got the blockbuster Aida with Opera Australia late next year.
Yeah.
That will be, Aida, everyone just expects spectacle.
Yeah, well, you're going to get spectacle. You know, you're not going to get live animals, which you will often get in Aida.
Wow, Patrick.
Sorry about that. but you do get these. So this is a production that Opera Australia created a few years ago using this digital technology where they have 10 flying video screens. And these things are a sort of a performance within themselves. So they can fly all over the stage to create different spaces and formations. And so they actually create the different, you know, rooms that the opera takes place in, but they also are full of imagery that sets the space and sets the scene. It's something else, yeah.
Sounds wonderful. Something to look forward to this time next year. All right. And now I just wanted to talk about something else away from what we've been talking about, but another exciting initiative is the Disability Action Plan for 2021. So tell us about that.
Yeah, great. So we're about to launch it. So, you know, one of the things that we, you know, want to be as a company is a company in which anyone feels welcome. Mm-hmm. You know, we are aware that, you know, that there's access issues and challenges for a lot of our community with people with disabilities. And so we worked with a woman, Morwenna Collette, who's one of the country's leading thinkers creators in this space, to develop a disability action plan where we've spoken to a whole lot of people in Queensland, in Brisbane and across Queensland actually, about their experience of going to the theatre as disabled people, and have developed this plan, which is all about opening up our shows to welcome people with disability into performances and to welcome people with disability into the work we create. So we will start that next year, and that's going to become an integral part of our activity and our work, you know, for as long as I'm here. Yeah.
Great. And a good thing, I think, to promote as we come into International Day of Disability on Thursday as well. Great to hear. And Patrick Nolan, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And talking about season 2020 and season 2021 for Opera Queensland. And look, if you just put Opera Queensland into any search engine, it'll take you to the website and you'll be able to see what's planned and maybe look at subscription or whatever you want to do for 2021 and what's coming up. Thank you once again.
Thanks, Kelly.